Definitely looking dismal there in the first half.
Yeah, it was looking rough, but you know what? The positive about it was defensively we kept them out of the end zone. Limited those guys to field goals in the first half. You know, the halftime we came in and Jack, you know, he really came in upbeat. He came in smiling. And he just asked the team, he asked everybody, did we believe in one another? And, you know, everybody screamed out, yeah. And that second half, we really came out and played like we believed in one another, you know, each phase of the game. And each phase made a play, you know, to get the win. So this team is showing growth. It was fun to be a part of that game today. That was a lot of fun.
I'm sure it was fun watching Khalil Beck have 5 sacks and dominate like that. How special was it?
Jeez, man. You know, for you know, a young guy like him that's just kind of really coming into his own, you're just seeing flashes of, you know, what he's going to be. I mean, today is an awesome game, but, you know, this guy throughout his career stays healthy. I mean, the sky's the limit to what he's going to be able to accomplish in this league, man. And today, man, 5-6 sacks, fumble in the end zone. That was awesome. You know the way he can get around the corner and bend and get low to the ground and those sort of things. It kind of reminds you of Derek Thomas. I remember playing Derek Thomas my first game in the NFL against the Chiefs, and he had 6 sacks against us. And today, Khalil kind of reminded me of that.
How does it feel to finally just beat the Broncos after 8 straight losses for the Raiders?
No, it was great, man. I was watching the news this morning, and I was watching one of the sportscasters saying that this would be an easy win. And he was so smug about it, you know what I mean? So it felt good, man, to come in here and get a win against the Broncos when I don't believe anybody gave us a shot.
Charles, you've had a lot of big wins in your career, but, yeah. I mean, considering this is kind of your swan song and it's an AFC West game, you kind of knocked them off the top perch in the AFC. Is this one of the bigger wins you've been part of?
It's a big win. I mean, we haven't beaten the Broncos in a long time, you know, so to come down today after, you know, a tough loss, you know, last week, you know, with Kansas City, and to just battle. You know, we were down 12-0, I believe, you know, going into halftime, came out, and didn't allow them to score another point, you know, in the game, man. And that's just hat off to, you know, everybody on the team for going out and just continuing the grind, you know what I mean, and getting this win.
Did you get any sense that this was more important to Jack because he was here for a few years?
You know, I don't, you know, care who you are, you know, player or coach. If you've been somewhere for a while and you come back and play them, you wanted just a little bit more, you know, so. He hadn't said anything that I've heard that I can pinpoint, but I know he wanted it.
Hey, did you give them many different looks with Osweiler quarterback than you did with Manning?
No, I mean, same thing. We try to throw as many looks as we can, but still keep it simple, you know, and what we do. So, yeah, we throw some different looks, and, you know, some of it worked, some of it didn't.
For a young team, can a win like this kind of send a message, I guess, to the AFC, you know, or at least the division, and build upon that for next year?
Well, I think we've really been sending a message all year. I mean, we've been in games. Last week, we were winning a game in the fourth quarter. So I don't think there's anybody out there that doesn't take this team serious. So the message has been sent. And, you know, now we put this one behind us, and we'll get ready for a game next week.